If Republicans don't take back the House, that'll be a big concern, because if they can't do it in this environment, I don't think they can ever do it.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV, and today we're talking with Chris Ciccola, the president of the Club for Growth. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
What is the Club for Growth?
Well, we are a membership organization, 55,000 members that are really united in one belief, and that's that pro-growth policies lead to prosperity for everybody.
Who are the candidates that you guys are backing in this cycle that you're most excited about?
I'm really excited about the Senate as a whole. When you think about the fact that there are great candidates like Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, Marco Rubio, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, Sharon Angle in Nevada, Ken Buck in Colorado. The list goes on and on, where, you know, Jim DeMint could end up being the fourth or fifth most conservative member of the Senate, which is a mind-boggling thought, but could happen.
Who are you most antagonistic towards this time around?
Well, you know, it kind of starts with unprincipled career politicians, people like Arlen Specter and Charlie Crist. Arlen Specter is now kind of out of the picture.
Yeah, because Toomey beat him
right.
in the primary.
Charlie Crist has changed parties,
right.
Marco Rubio is a great candidate. And then we kind of move to career politicians with the wrong principles, people like Russ Feingold, Harry Reid, that I think have very challenging races, and because I think they're out of step with what America wants right now, and they've really shown that they are not, I mean, they're true liberals, and they believe in government over the power of the markets and people.
What's your gut say about the midterms? What do you think is going to happen in terms of large shifts?
Well, I think the Republicans should take over the House. The concern I have is that the expectation has been created and they can't exceed it. They can only fall short of it now. If Republicans don't take back the House, that'll be a big concern, because if they can't do it in this environment, I don't think they can ever do it. But it may be an even bigger concern is if they do take back the House, is the leadership really ready for the majority again? Is the leadership able to learn the lessons of 2006, 2008?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, is it a good thing if the GOP regains power this quickly, or do they need more time in the wilderness? When you think of somebody like John Boehner a couple weeks ago on Meet the Press, he couldn't name anything he was willing to cut. Is that an indicator that the Republicans are not serious about governing?
I think it's an indication that all the lessons have not been learned. Just yesterday, Eric Cantor came out and said, well, maybe the Republicans will start earmarking again. And so I don't think they've learned or listened to the American people on that issue.
Right.
So, but the good news is if they take back the majority is that there will be a large group of new faces. This is the next generation of leadership. And these people are running for, I think, all the right reasons. They bring the right values to serve in Congress. And I think the trend will be much better.
If the Republicans have not necessarily learned anything from the past decade, the Democrats haven't, but has the country and have voters, and are they starting to understand that spending is actually an issue and that pro-growth economic policies matter on some level?
You know, when I was a member of Congress, I did 150 town hall meetings, and I had as many as zero people show up at my town hall meetings. But what we see going on, I became cynical that people weren't interested in good government. But what we see with the Tea Parties, with the town hall meetings now, is people are paying attention. They do understand that the deficit really matter. And so I think that that's a great sign that people are focusing in on good government. They're getting involved in the process. They understand you get what you vote for. And they're trying to find people that reflect their values. And, you know, I think a large segment of the country believes in limited government and fiscal responsibility, whether Republican or Democrat,
right.
And they're looking for those candidates, and that's the message I hope Washington gets.
You served two terms as a congressman from Indiana. Talk a little bit about, I know you ran once, lost, then you served two terms, then lost. What's it like to lose a congressional election?
Well, my first race was my most fun race. I lost that race, but you know.
And you lost in 2006, right?
I lost
so
in
2006. A big turnover year.
Right. I represent a Democrat district, conservative Democrats, but they let me sneak in for a couple terms. You know, I never intended on becoming a career politician. It was a great experience. But like I said, what I learned was it's all about who pushes the button and what do they get to push the button for when you go to the floor of the House and you vote and you go to the Senate and vote. And so the Club for Growth, what we try to do is improve the gene pool of Congress. Mm-hmm. We understand who serves matters, and we understand that you have to have people that bring principle to Washington, because as the saying goes, if you don't bring it to Washington, you're not going to find it there. Mm-hmm. And so, being through the elective process, winning and losing, I think is great life experience. Mm-hmm. But I think it certainly helps me with the Club for Growth understand how campaigns work and why it really matters who serves.
And I guess it gives your children something they can always hurl at you during an argument.
You know, that's they do. They've ended up okay despite the whole thing.
Here's a question for you. As a former congressman, how hard is it, when Bush was in power, you were a congressman, how hard is it to fight back against massive spending increase? Because that seems to be the real issue, and Bush certainly worked the ropes a lot. Do you get support to say, hey, you know what, I wasn't elected to spend a lot of money?
It's very hard. The game is kind of rigged against you. And so what we're trying to do at the Club for Growth is elect a majority of the majority. We want a majority of true fiscal conservatives that can set the direction for the country. And so, you know, it's a team sport. And you have to have people on your team that have the same goals you do. And so until the culture changes, and I really do think this new crop of senators that hopefully will take office in January will change the culture of the Senate. I think there'll be, 45, 50, maybe 60 new Republican members of Congress that are running because of they're concerned about the debt and the deficit. We see a lot of people that typically wouldn't run for public office, but they can't sit and watch what's happening. And so I hope they don't get here and change their views and kind of go Washington. I don't think they will, but it's critical. We are at a tipping point, and I think that is, the next two elections are critical to the future path we take.
Well, I want to thank you, Chris Ciccola, president for the Club for Growth, for talking to Reason TV today. I'm Nick Gillespie.